a significant purchase, when you get ready to make a significant purchase of over $300, your body goes through physiological changes. If you make a purchase of over $300, your body goes through physiological changes. Now, for some people, it's more than $300. For some people, it's less than $300. But whatever is significant in your world, if you have $10 million, $300 might not be significant, right? But if you got $300, $300 is very significant. And you get ready to buy something like a stereo or an item in an electronic store or a major appliance or a car or something like that. You know, your body goes through changes. You get sweat in the palm of your hand, sweat across your upper lip, a little bit probably across here depending on what's going on. Your eyes dilate. Your pulse rate changes. Proteins and endorphins are released through your body. Generally speaking, you are having a chemical reaction called excitement. And it fogs your brain. It locks you down. You're going, whoa, this is so strong that have you ever bought something when you were under the influence? And by the next morning, you wake up and you go, oh, what have I done? Has anybody ever done that but me? Raise your hand. That's called buyer's remorse. When you wake up the next morning and you've got this buying hangover. That's so powerful that when I was selling homes in my early 20s, we were working for a high-end real estate company selling custom homes to rich people. And it's so powerful that we were having a problem. We'd get everything done, get the whole thing designed, get them to sign the contract, get the check, and the next morning a certain percentage of them would come back and try to get out of the deal because they had buyer's remorse. Let me out. I've changed my mind. I can't do this. I'm hyperventilating. And we'd have that going on. And so once we started realizing there was a statistical measure of this stuff, the company came in and trained us salespeople to teach about buyer's remorse. And so we would sign all these people up and we'd say, now listen, here's what's going to go on. Normally, you're kind of excited right now. And normally, a lot of times with people, they wake up in the morning and they go, wow, what have I done? Have I made a mistake? And let me tell you, if you have that feeling, you're perfectly normal. Don't worry about it. Just roll back over and go back to sleep. And you know, it cut our buyer's remorse contract loss almost to nothing. To simply teach people it was going to happen and then normalize it. Now, that's not manipulation, or is it? It's something to think about. It's very, very real. And you know, we all like buying stuff, don't we? How many of you are like me? You're the oldest kid in the family. The oldest kid is the one that broke the parents in. And they broke stuff in on us, didn't they? Some people say, put you in time out. I'm kind of like Sinbad used to say. He said, my dad used to take time out of his day to whip me. So, I mean, and the funny thing is you get a bunch of kids, the older kids, the younger ones, they just don't. How many of you are the baby of the family? You know, the baby. See, everything's a party for you people because you just didn't get nearly as many beatings as we did. Because I think by the time the parents get to you, they're tired. And then the second thing is the older kids, even though they want you to get it, they take mercy on you and they tell you the rules. Don't do that one, right? And around our house, when our kids were little, of course, they're grown and everything now, but when our kids were little bitty, we didn't allow them to throw one of those uncontrolled temper fits, spit flying everywhere thing, you know. We'd tan somebody's hide, right? Now, some of you don't like it when I say I'd tan their hide, and you're what's wrong with North America, okay? Because I love my children, and so far none of them have stolen a car. We're doing good, you know? We love those kids. They're great. And if you really wanted to get yourself in a mess with old dad, have one of those temper fits in the grocery store. You know what I'm saying. I remember one time Daniel, our youngest, he kind of was in there. He saw something. He wanted to get that motor started. I want it, want it, want it, want it. He's kind of, you know, it takes him a minute to get to full level, right? And the girls, they saw it coming, and they grabbed him, took him over to the other aisle, and they said, don't do that in the grocery store. You know, they teach you, right? I was in the grocery store the other day. I saw this little mom in there with a little toddler, and he was in like a phase 7 grocery store fit. I mean, spit's flying, the face is red, he's screaming at the top of his lungs, I want it, I want it, I want it, I want it. He didn't realize how close he was to getting it. That vein on her head was doing that. She's holding him up just a little bit too high, carrying him out of there, you know. And she's saying, it's not in the budget. It's not in the budget. I was scared to death she was going to say, Dave Ramsey said we couldn't have it. You know what I discovered? I discovered that I have, and you have, one of those grocery store kids living inside of me. I went over to the electronics store. They had the big screen plasma HD thing up. That kid woke up. I want a big screen. I heard a loudspeaker announcement.
Big screen fit, aisle three.
I thought it was just me, and then I went to the furniture store, and there's this pretty little 27-year-old wife beside the leather couch. I want leather couch. It smells good, and you're going to get me one. I thought, wow, and I walked down the aisle, and there was another lady beside a china cabinet going, I don't care if we don't use our china. I want a cabinet to put it in. And then I went to the car lot. There's this great big old linebacker-looking guy, 350 pounds, standing beside a four-wheel drive truck going, I'd be a real man if I had a four-wheel drive truck. It never snows in our city, but it might. I might even go off-road just once. Oh, you think it's just the guys? I went over and about 3 aisles over by an SUV. There's a woman standing there. She's like, I want something safe and new with an airbag that's not your mother. Then I went down to the golf store. If I had a really big birthday, I could hit the ball really far like Tiger. Then I went to the boat show. Old guy standing there with his camo on going, those bass are outrunning me. I need a bigger motor. Have I got just about everybody yet? All of us got one of those kids living inside of us, don't we? His name is immaturity. We all have a spoiled, red-faced kid living inside of us, and his name is immaturity. And if that child makes your financial decisions, you will be broke your whole life. Children do what feels good. Adults devise a plan and follow it. Adults have a different layer of fun, a different level of fun. It's mature fun. I'll tell you about that. The other day, I bought one of my dream purchases. Been a water skier all my life, competition water ski back in high school and college, and I love water skiing. I've always wanted a major killer competition ski boat. Went and wrote a check and bought a brand new one not long ago. That's living like no one else, so later I can live like no one else. But back when I was broke, I had a ski boat with payments on it. I'm doing math. I'm a math guy. While I'm water skiing, I'm figuring out how much it's costing me a minute to ski. Kind of takes all the fun out of it, doesn't it? So that's not the way to do it. The way to do it is, of course, save up and pay for it. And we have to inject that word into our speech that we reintroduced the other night, that ancient word that is seldom used. The word is no. Try it again.
No.
Now, does that mean you can never say yes? No. If you say no long enough, you get to say
yes.
If you say no at the right times, at other times you get to say
yes.
So it's not about never winning or never enjoying. It's about being a grown up. And that's the deal.